The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along, everybody. You are listening to the Daily Racing Podcast provided to you by William Hill. It's Derby week and we'll be building up to the Classic from Epsom as well as the Oaks. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined in the studio today on the podcast by John Babb. How are you today, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
Good stuff. Looking forward to the racing at the weekend from Epsom. Certainly a really good looking field shaping up now for the Derby, with A-Rod and True Story possibly confirmed in that field this morning in the Post. Have you got any strong fancies for the Derby, John?
I think, as we're going to talk on both, obviously the Oaks and the Derby, I think both of them are quite open in the sense that the O'Brien team haven't really got flying, and there are elements of doubt. I mean, listening to our very own Ken Pitterson, I know he's not totally enamoured with Australia in terms of physique. I've not seen the horse myself in the paddock, but I'm prepared to sort of listen to the man as a judge. So I take that on board. And it is a very, very short price in what is looking like a reasonably large field, and we don't know what the horse's stall position, etc., is going to be. I mean, he could get a good draw, could get a bad. I couldn't back the horse at the price he is at the moment, for around about the even money 10 to 11 mark. Just doesn't appeal at all. And also, one eye on the weather. Obviously, if it rains, it's definitely going to bring into the equation the likes of Kingston Hill. And at a price, I'd probably quite like Orchestra, or from the same form line, Ramsdale, who was supplemented yesterday. It's quite fascinating, really. There's quite a lot of horses with similar chances you can make cases for, and it'll be very much dependent on what's declared on the day, what riders are on them. I mean, we don't know what Ryan Moore's going to ride at the moment. And for instance, if he was on Orchestra, I could see Orchestra certainly coming into around about 10 or 12 to 1 from his current 16s. If it rains quite a lot and the ground went soft at the weekend, I could see Kingston Hill shortening into sort of 6, 7, 7 to 1, that sort of mark from his current 10. So there's fluctuations, but dependent on factors that we're not fully aware of at the moment.
Shaping up to be a good race anyway, as is the Oaks on Friday, of course. Currently, Marvellous still heads the market 11 to 4, Tagruda 3 to 1. Tarfasha 7-1, 8-1 Itamar, 10-1 Bar. Anything you really like in the Oaks?
Well, I'm not getting a great vibe that Tarfasha is going to actually run. I'm wondering whether they're actually definitely, there's nothing definite because they haven't come out and said yet, but I'm wondering if they're hankering a little bit more towards going for the Irish Oaks in a week or so later. Excuse me. But I was very impressed with that horse last month. I think it was at Nace it ran, and it made a real good impression winning a trial there by 3.5 lengths in real good style of a real top class filly. It made a similar impression to what Tagruda made at Newmarket around about the same sort of time. Now, Tagruda's form has taken one or two hits. Obviously, the horse has now got to step up in trip a little bit on a different type of track. It did have a little run round there, sort of just a canter around a week or so back, and I think everybody was reasonably happy with the horse. I wouldn't be too worried about the knocks, because I think that the horse actually annihilated them. I think it won officially by 6 lengths, and it could have won by any distance it wanted, to be honest. So the fact that horses that were beaten, that were in, you know, really in a different race, subsequently, it wouldn't worry me too much. I'd probably prefer that horse at the front end of the market. If I was looking for one each way at a bigger price, I think I'd probably be looking at Marsh Daisy, who's done very little wrong. Won well at Ascot in a race that I think has beat some nice horses there, and won well at Goodwood. And she looks as though she's thriving. She's not particularly big, but she's got a real heart and battles well. And I don't think she'll be inconvenienced at all by the Epsom track. As the way she's handled it, everything's been thrown at her so far. And Hughie Morrison wouldn't be one that it would, you know, Amy's horse is here just willy-nilly. If you didn't think she was good enough, I don't think she'd be running.
Yeah.
I think she's a live each-way chance.
Marsh Daisy available at the time of recording with us here at William Hill at 12-1. We're going to look ahead now to some of the races on Wednesday. John's picked out three races for you on Wednesday. The first of which we'll come to is the 450 from Notting. 1 mile, 6 furlongs, the trip. A handicap this one. 8 runners down to go to post. And what's you thinking for this one, John?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of the theme of the whole podcast. And I think we're coming into that time of the year in June and July when we really want to be following horses that are definitely in form at the moment. You do get, you with handicaps, you, sort of back-to-back wins, I think that you will find more of them at this time of the year than any other period. Horses will follow up. And the first one we're going to look at here is a horse called Blue Talisman. And there was 3 1-mile-6 races run at Redcar on the same card last week. And if I was to take any one of the races as being the best piece of form, it would definitely be the Blue Talisman race. And as a three-year-old, this horse definitely gets the trip well. It looks as though it thrived for going up in trip, travelled through the race really well. As I say, the time was good. I didn't have a particularly hard race, I didn't feel. I was going, you know, stall position one, so, you know, Duran Fentiman shouldn't have too many problems getting a nice run round on the track. Again, you've got horses in here that should help to at least give you a chance of getting a bit of a price, because the worry with horses like this that do win, like there's one or two that are running today on today's card, Ripon, like the likes of St. Moritz, they can be a little bit prohibitively short. So one of the things you want to try and look for here is a race where we've got the likes of Jarlath and, you know, Stout Cortez from the Mark Johnston yard going up in trip, and Tactical Strike and Chris and Lucky Jim coming from Newmarket yards. Horses that are at least going to have some fancies in there that are going to at least give you a bit of a chance of getting a price. So I think Blue Talisman should be at least odds against, I would hope. I mean, we're recording this well over 24 hours in advance. That's one of the things. I hope I'm not putting a selection up that's too short for people. But I would expect Blue Talisman to be favourite in the race, odds against. But I do expect the horse to win if it can repeat last week's form at Redcar on a similarly flat. I know it's a different track, Nottingham, and the ground should be okay and good to soft as we record at the moment. A similarly flat track, I think everything's in his favour.
Blue Talisman then in that one for John. The next race that we are going to look at comes from Ripon. It's the 7:40, 6 furlong contest this one. Class 4, 11 runners down to go to post. Fancy anyone in this one, John?
Yeah, again, I'm looking at a last time out winner. There's a couple of them in the race. We've got obviously Boy in the Bar that won at Pontefract and also Dries from the James Tate yard. So, and of course Sitting Pretty as well, who won at Catterick in a maiden. So again, hopefully there's some support for one or two horses that's going to enable a bit of a price for our selection, rural Celebration. Was very impressive at Catterick last week in beating older horses. Only won officially in the form, but by 3 lengths. But to be honest, I feel this horse could have won by 5, 6, 7 lengths, and whatever distance Daniel Tudhope had wanted to win by. It eased down inside the final furlong. I think they had a number of different engagements for this horse, and this is the one that they've taken up. The horse is due to go up, I believe, £10 from the weekend, and is carrying a £6 penalty here. I think the horse would be able to run easily off its new mark next week, off to revised by 10. So I don't think the £6 penalty will be any problem at all to this horse. But we've got a nice size field, as I say, one or two previous winners in the race. Hopefully, again, we should be at a situation where we can get sort of odds against about this horse. We've got a stall 10 draw, which obviously we're going to see the racing from Ripon tonight. The field's not that big where you're going to get horses going over to the far side like you do at some of the likes of the Great St Wilfrid later in the year with only 11 runners. That won't happen. So stall 10 should be a really good position for Daniel to get onto the sort of stands rail, and he should be able to breeze through against these three-year-olds. And the way he beat older horses last week should go onto better things really later in the season. He's capable of winning in better grade than this.
The last race that we're going to look at is the last on the card from Ripon, the 9:10, 2 mile handicap of this one. And few decent looking horses in this one, John. Few course and distance winners. Who do you like?
Yeah, well, course and distance winners are something that you would tend to look for at Ripon, but a horse that's breezing through the ranks at the moment for me is Miss McNamara, who won recently at Catterick, following up a previous Catterick win. So we haven't got ripping form in the book. In fact, this horse, I suppose, if anything, has turned out to be a bit of a Catterick specialist, because it's won there three times now. So we are taking a little bit of a punt, moving away, going a different way round on a different track. But at least we handle the undulations of Catterick, so I'm not too worried about the undulations of Ripon. It's just whether the horse will go right-handed as such. Just looking now, can't really see any right-handed. Well, it's run right-handed without having any right-handed form of note. But until it's failed at that, we give the horse the benefit of the doubt. But the way it's been winning, off a mark of 67 at Catterick last week, won so easily, following up the win over Cropley a couple of weeks before. I think the horse is really good fettle for Martin Todhunter. I don't think that the opposition in here, although sort of like say Jan Smuts and Schwazan are in reasonable form. You've got horses coming back from like Rumble of Thunder, it's been running on the jumps, but making its sort of seasonal reappearance on the flat. Again, like you touched on, there's enough horses in here again to make us a little bit of a price that should be attractive for punters. I think this one, will definitely be odds against. Which is one of the aims, really. You don't want to be playing odds on in handicaps. So we've got a horse in form that I think is still ahead of the handicapper, because he's winning quite easily and making it a little bit difficult for the handicapper to keep on top of him. I think this one can still go a little bit higher yet. Martin Todhunter, again, a trainer that's probably not had a great period, but not as only has this horse been winning. You've had the likes of Play Hara winning over jumps, Alan Ard winning over jumps recently. So I think the whole stable is in reasonably good form, which is encouraging. I'd take Miss McNamara to be able to win this and perhaps go on to winning slightly better grade.
Okay then, Miss McNamara, the pick in the lucky last for John from Ripon. If you could just spin us through again your best three picks of Wednesday's racing, please.
Yeah, we'll start off in the afternoon at Nottingham. Blue Talisman in the 4:50. I think I'd probably make that the best of the three as well. And then I'll be going on to the evening at Ripon, and again, they're probably going in order. I'd probably make this sort of the next best of three. It would be number five, Rural Celebration, in the 7:40 there, and then to make up the treble, in the 9:10 we'll go for Miss McNamara in the 9:10.
Okay, excellent stuff. There you go then, the thoughts of John Babb on this William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, John, and I hope you enjoy Wednesday's racing.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.